So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2. Das ist der. Ich kann den ausschalten, anschalten.
Radio Walters Dorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
We are back on Super Booth Radio 2025, and we have another guest with us, Jonah from Petrock.
Yeah, I don't
or
actually.
Or do you have a company brand?
I have no company brand, which was like this whole choice that I made, which is very principled, and I made it for these reasons. And then now it's just kind of awkward because I don't have any brand. It's like I registered here as the name of the new module coming out, which is Supra.
Are you on the flyer?
It just says Supra, which is the name of the new module, but because I was like, I don't think that anyone's gonna recognize my name.
So first time on Super Booth, and how do you like it so far?
Oh, it's crazy. There's so much. It's so big. It's like kind of insane and overwhelming. Mostly I've been looking at the inside of a room and telling people about like weird experimental modules, but this is my first time outside, and it's like, yeah, it's like Disney World kind of, but for synth nerds.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Petrock module, the infamous Petrock module a little bit more, because this was like your start in the modular world, I understand. Yeah. And it's not only an interesting module, it's an interesting concept behind it, because I bought it some time ago.
You did.
And it was incredibly cheap, even here in Germany.
Yeah.
So what's the idea behind it? I mean, it's like 40 euro or something?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it retails for $35 assembled in the U.S., and then you probably have to pay for shipping and import in Europe. Basically, I have a job that I really like. I'm a composer. I make music for video games. That's actually what I'm most known for in this world. That's my, like...
What are the video games?
Oh, boy. No, but I don't... You have to Google me, because I don't want to become the guy that did this thing. So if you Google me, you can find it, but I'm going to stay coy. But... basically, I make plenty of money from that job, and I really like it. It's extremely stable. I don't need to support myself at all with the modular. And at the same time, I felt like the cost was so crazy. I only got Eurorack after I started making a bunch of money as a composer, and I felt, oh, this is so cool. Like, I love this whole system, but I can't tell anybody else to use it because it's so expensive. And so I don't have any, like... I'm not pretending at all that making one or two modules that are super cheap is going to change the whole system of how it works. But I think at the very least, I was like, I can't go into this and make profit off of it. I want to just sell at cost. And I think it's also about selling at cost as a way to kind of show people this is what it actually costs. This is the base. These are the materials. And make people aware that, like, you know, a resistor costs 1/100th of a penny. And a processor, like the processor I used for Petrock, costs 70 cents to a dollar. But then there are some weird things, like I talk about this in my manual for the new synth, like a knob cap costs a dollar. So if you have 20 knobs, it's $20 just for the caps for the knob. Like, it's very weird pricing. And I think most people don't realize that most of what they're paying for in a synthesizer is the intellectual labor of the people developing it. And that's good. But also that you can source that for free, and you can do it yourself, and you can order your own boards. And the physical part of it is not really the expense. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that get into it.
So let's talk about Petrock a little bit more. Would you call it a sequencer? Is it a sequencer? How would you describe it?
I would describe it as a rhythm generator. So for people that don't know, Petrock generates one rhythm per 24 hours. And then there's a couple different things that affect the generation of that rhythm. The most, I guess, known one is the cycle of the moon. And then the other one is there's this kind of overall mood parameter that changes between mood cycles that switches rhythmic algorithms. And then the rhythm is split into two sections, like an A and a B section, which you could clock separately. So it's kind of like a little inspiration for the day. I do want to caveat one thing, which is it is not the sound of the moon or sonifying the moon or like people like it is not this is what the full moon sounds like. I chose the moon as an anchor because I like the idea of following something in like real physical in the real world and like using that as a time point kind of marker for something inside the module.
I think there's another aspect I would like to mention, because if I got this right, everybody who buys the module gets the same rhythm on the same day.
Yeah, exactly.
So there are 100 people having the module and they're turning it on today, they have the same rhythm. Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty simple actually, because in order to keep track of time, you have to have a little battery inside and it has to be constantly on. So there's basically like a watch inside of every Petrock, and the battery will eventually die, but it's a cell battery, you can put in a new one. And so once you have that, that's what's controlling like the random seed is what it is called. It's super easy to have everyone have the same one because everyone has the same time. I mean, time zones get kind of complicated, but in terms of what day it is on the calendar, like people mostly have the same time. So then they can, if they all share that, they can also all share whatever rhythm is coming.
Is this based on not literally the same clock pulse at the same time worldwide, right?
No.
But there's a seed generator, and this seed pattern is being called back. There must be an internal kind of clock source that changes this value every 24 hours, is that?
Yeah, it's like when you turn the module on, it checks the watch and it says what day of the year it is. And then depending on the day of the year, it generates the rhythm from that.
But is it like this bath clock that my mom has, where it loses the time a lot of the time, and you have to set it manually to Berlin or a funk, a radio
controlled clock?
Controlled clock?
Yeah, it does drift. It's a cheap clock module, but that doesn't matter so much because all you're keeping track of is what day it is. So if you wait till midnight for it to switch over, it'll be 12:10 or 12:05 or 12:30 or whatever. But because we're just keeping track of what day it is, not what minute or second it is, that drift doesn't matter as much. And you can also reset the time on there's like a web interface that's also open. Everything is open source, so like there's a web interface, but you can go and find the source. It's like when I stop uploading the web interface, you can go get the source from somebody else and do it. So you can set the clock like that.
Okay.
Wow. So technically, one of the most interesting things is, you have these ongoing themes of you want to make the pricing obvious, you want to keep it open source, you want to keep it cheap, you want everybody in the world to share a similar experience. I mean, these are very high moral values that you offer for a very low price. It's quite the opposite of some of these keyboard companies with the 6,000 euro pianos and stuff. I mean, that's very, very admirable stuff. That's amazing. I feel that it also lends towards a commune of people coming together. The most interesting time, so to speak, is when the time changes. So if I would base my patch around the clocking,
midnight,
the clocking, and start patching when I come home from work 11 p.m. and then I go until always record like 15 minutes before midnight and until 15 minutes after midnight, I have a very interesting time.
That's the thing. If you have a good patch, you have to record it, because how long does it take to have the same rhythm again? Like roughly a year or never?
On Petrock, it's never. I think that's something in Supra Supra is the new module, and it's similar in many ways and different in many ways than Petrock. But I think that's one thing that I kind of wanted to explore, with things that are slightly more like predicted or constrained, or like using author content or something. Petrock just it's basically generating this rhythm kind of pseudo randomly, like a lot of it's all these parameters, and then it's generating it at midnight, and then the next night at midnight it generates it, and everyone's is all the same, and they're based off some different parameters, but it will not repeat theoretically ever.
Okay, you teased already the new module, that's why we're here, because how long took it for you, Petrock was released, and then how long took it to develop the idea of a new module, or how did you approach it?
Petrock was released in September of 2023, and then I kind of had to I made like 40 of them, and then a lot more people wanted more than 40 of them, so I had to deal with that for a little while. And then I would say about a year and a half ago, I started on Supra. I wanted to do, I liked Petrock as this idea. I really liked, I'm like, okay, I want to use long-term time. That's the word Supra is actually from Curtis Rhodes, who writes about microsound and macro. He doesn't write about macro sound. There's a book called Microsound, and it's about like time scales of music. And one of the time scales is the supra time scale, which refers to things that happen in between performances or in between like musical events. I like that idea, keeping with that idea, like Pet Rock, but expanding it so that you're not just generating content. I'm generating a tool that you're using for that portion of time, and you have to interact with the tool a little bit more. So that was kind of the basis for Supra, and I knew that I wanted like a screen and a generic control scheme. So I have this joystick, up, down, left, right, click joystick. And with that setup, I felt like it was my duty to make a multi-mode module, because any single mode could just be any other. Like it's completely you can put anything kind of on that platform, and then it will have that battery in it. So it's unique to just like doing something on an existing multi-mode module platform, because you have access to the time. Yeah, so it's four new experiments in Supra Time, and it's a multi-mode module with two slots, so you can put in, you can use two at once. Let me teaser the names. I came up with these hipster-ass names for the things, you know, like, you're like, oh, it's not a step sequencer, it's a rhythmic convoluter engine or something. So maybe I'll just say each name of the mode and like one sentence about it quickly.
So these are top 10 Pet Rock modes.
Yeah, top 10 Pet Rock copycats made by the same guy that made it. There's Stamp, which is a graphical rail riding CV generator, which is like a little picture. You get a little picture every day. I'm hand authoring 365. I'm almost done. And by the way, this is going to release this summer, so I have to hopefully really soon. And basically, it's like a little picture, and you're tracing the outline of a picture in a loop, and the closer that the trace is to the center, the more CV it puts out, and then you're constraining and moving around the loop in different ways and finding different like nooks and crannies of it that you like, and you get one authored image for each day of the year. So there's 365, each day is assigned an image. That's Stamp. There's Cryptex, which is a Morse code translation rhythm scavenger.
That's interesting. Please tell the story about Odysseus.
Oh yeah, it's the Odyssey. So
you're very into it. I'm really scared how into it you are, Pete.
I feel like I'm gonna read this from the manual, which I'm cringing at. It's fun. It's Cryptex is an encoded epic scale reading of Homer's Odyssey. So it's every 3 hours. I know we're reaching new heights. Every 3 hours, you get three new words from the Odyssey, so it's like slowly reading it over the course of each 3 hours, and it's gonna take like, I think, 9 years for it to loop. It's really long. The Odyssey is so long. I was looking for like an open source or like non-copyrighted long work, and then what you're doing is taking that Morse code and constraining it into loops of different lengths and configurations, and so again, you're kind of like hunting through an existing thing and collaborating with it and finding rhythms that you like. Okay. Quickly. Abacus. Abacus is kind of like Pet Rock 2. It is a dual step sequencer, and each day you get a different constrained rhythmic relationship. So it'll be like 10 steps versus 7 steps, and it's empty, and then you place steps in, and you also get one like special step type you can place per day, which will skip and then play after. The last one is Chime, which is a melodic sequencer that uses a scheduled scale bank. So Monday morning has a preset scale, Monday night has a preset scale, Tuesday morning has a preset scale, Tuesday night has a preset scale. Then that bank of scales will be rotated out per season. So summer has a bank and winter has a bank. Anyway, okay, that's a super quick once over head spin to so many things going on version of Supra.
Es ist unglaublich. Für unsere deutschen Gäste, die deutsche Übersetzung ist: Petrock ist ein schurkenhafter Rhythmusgenerator, der sich täglich ändert und monatlich Stilmodulationen aufweist. Also ich würde wirklich empfehlen, sich das Interview nochmal langsam anzuhören. Wir haben gerade gehört, Homers Odyssee in Morsecode übersetzt wurde hinterlegt. Das ist ein Modus. Ich habe gehört, 300 Tage lang jeden Tag eine andere Anzeichnung ist angefertigt worden.
Also dauert 9 Jahre, bis er durch ist, durch die ganze Odyssee.
Die man dann versucht. Man kann aber sich selektiv Elemente da raussuchen.
Das geht einfach. Achso, das hintereinander läuft einfach weg.
Hintereinander weg.
Alle 3 Stunden 3 neue Worte.
So, ich habe das andere, was ich verstanden habe, ist, es gibt also Zeichnungen, die handgefertigt sind, die es auch zu kaufen gibt. Die muss man versuchen nachzumalen, und je nachdem, wie falsch man ist,
hört man dann die Töne?
Nee, die Zeichnungen, das sind Presets, auf denen dann auf der Zeichnung und der Outline, also auf dem, da fährt ein Punkt entlang und je nachdem, wie nahe der Punkt am Zentrum ist von der Zeichnung oder vom Bild, variiert das CV-Signal.
Also das ist alles unglaublich verrückt. Und das ist alles, and this is all modes of the Petrock. Or is it the Supra?
No, this is the Supra. The Petrock just does the one thing.
Yeah,
the Supra has a screen and a controller and everything, yeah.
So you have to come here and you have to check it out.
Yeah.
It's the only way we can do it. Unfortunately, there's no sound example of the Supra.
No, it's on the, if you go to supersynth.site, yeah, which is a little plug, supersynth.site, but you can also just play the Petrock one if you want. I won't be offended.
What's nice. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. I want to get into a little bit like this one, okay?
Maybe skip to the end.
Yeah. For sure. This is all crazy. And I skip to the end. And what are we getting into? What is this?
This is the rhythm sequencer. The rhythm
thing, and we're listening to that, or what are we listening to?
Yeah, I think if you go a little bit further.
And
third,
every fourth.
There it is.
So today.
So these are rhythmic sequences, one versus the other. So this is, for example, 13 versus 8.
Yeah, and you get to play, you put your own pattern in there.
Nice.
Okay, thanks for watching. I'm gonna try to sell it close to at cost. It costs a little bit more to make than Petrock because there's a screen, and well, the screen's like $6, just so you know, that's how much a screen costs. This type of screen costs $6. But it's probably about $50 in materials, and then I have to pay somebody to assemble it, and I've got to pay someone to distribute it, and I got to pay someone to wrap it up in a box and ship it to you. That might be more like $70, but also that's before taxes, tariffs, all that stuff, and I'm US-based, so I'm kind of seeing, but I'd like to have it out fully in the next month or two. That's kind of my goal. So you can sign up to hear more about it, and I think I'm just gonna announce when they're ready. I don't think I'm gonna do what's that called, pre-sale, but I think I will try to make as many as people want. So I'm gonna try to make them not scarce. I'll try to just keep making them until people don't want them anymore. Okay, which hopefully will be a very long time. or not for my logistics.
You're talking over the demo, yeah, which is kind of hilarious.
It's super meta. I forgot that there's all the talking in that video too.
But a lot of information as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, supersynth.site or Jonah Senzel on YouTube.
There's also a big Discord community.
Yeah, there's a Discord, which is the Petrock Discord. That's on petrock.site, which will also have all the information for Supra there.
Nice. I do have Do It With Petrock and Daniel Palaiologimos,
who's a very good drummer. Yeah, this is my, I'll have more like really good music examples of Supra. I don't have them right now, but this is a really good musical example of Petrock and like a really talented musician. So
yeah, we'll play a bit of that. Wow, 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 wow. This was a drummer performing together with the module, and there is an inherent polymetric thing that is happening. These are not synchronized clocks in the Petrock.
Well, they are basically, there's two rhythms per day, and then you can clock them differently. But the main thing is just that I'm kind of foregoing normal lengths. So yeah. in everything, like in all the different, in Super and in Petrock, usually like most things are not going to be fixed to 8 or 16 steps or anything like that. So if you have, for example, a 15 or a 17 step long rhythm, and you clock it kind of fast, you exit the area of it sounding like a polyrhythm and you kind of enter this weird wonky thing. So I think that's what's happening sometimes. And you can also swing it. So basically once you get out of that like 4 or 8 or 16 step thing and you start getting into these weird lengths, everything starts to feel like a lot weirder and crazier. And this is an extremely talented drummer. So I was making him keep up and basically just kept playing them, got all that and picked my favorite parts.
Wow. Well, let's hope Venetian Snares buys this and does some music and comes back and has a comeback. It would be nice.
I think we're through. Time is up. Yeah,
because unfortunately, time's up. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much
Thank
for having me.
Thank you very much for this very revealing, very interesting talk.
Very revealing.
I mean, it will be available online later on the Superboost side. So we just
in a couple of weeks when we get settled in.
Slowly.
That's for my mom. I'm going to send my mom and be like, I was on the radio.
You were on the air at 88.4 in Berlin and 90.7 megahertz in Potsdam. And bayradio.de auf
original FM frequency.
Leute, danke.
So, Jona, thanks nächsten, for being here.
Ja, danke schön.
Die nächsten Worten schon.
Schön, dich kennenzulernen. Schönes Superbuch.